plate a potential nugget.
Moving forward, Lloyd, you talk about how we think about three T's, right? Time, talent, and treasure to discover the greatest possible impact one can make. And in my experience of working with a few leaders, and this is often a struggle, right? A, discovering what's, you know, how should I think about talent? You know, there are different ways to frame it. The world, you know, labels you in a few ways, but there is a broader way of thinking about it. And also, what's the greatest possible impact? There are multiple possibilities. So can you give us some directional guidance on how leaders should think about this?
Well, first of all, I think it's the most important thing is your attitude, to view what you have as not an owner, but as a steward.
Hmm.
You know, everything I have will someday be given away. I have some classic cars that I love. There will come a time when I hand the keys over. So I'm a steward of it. And I'm not going to spend everything I have on me. It would be a miserable life. So I have to think about my life with an open hands and say, I've been given time, talent, and treasure. Now my responsibility is to figure out how I combine those creatively to make the maximum contribution. So the place you want to start first is, what do I want at the end of the day? What are my desires? And, you know, you wouldn't start a business without having clear long-term metrics. You've worked at McKinsey Consulting. You guys are the experts at this, helping clients build long-term metrics, right, that drive all of their key performance indicators and systems and processes towards those metrics. So before you can figure out your best contribution, you have to ask yourself this question. If my life turned out perfectly, what would the elements be?
Hmm.
Now, that's a balance sheet question, not an income statement question. It's envision yourself, let's say 30 years from now, Deepak, I would be 89. My birthday is on Saturday. I turned 60 on Saturday. So,
wow. Congratulations in advance.
Yeah, so that's why your audience can't see how much gray hair I have, can they? And so I would be 89 if we met 30 years from now. And suppose I looked over at you and I said, Deepak, it's so wonderful to see you. Your smile is just as nice as it was when you 30 years ago. But tell me, how did it go for you? And suppose you look out the window and you look me back in the eyes and you say to me, Lloyd, you're not going to believe it. It actually went perfectly. What would be those factors you'd have to scroll through in the back of your mind in order to draw that conclusion? If mm-hmm. you can answer that, then it's relatively easy to figure out how to deploy your time, talent, and treasure to maximum impact. If you can't answer that, then it's hard to build a strategy. You become tactics in search of a strategy. Now, in terms of your question about time, talent, and treasure, so the talent piece is a combination of your expertise, your experiences, the natural gifting that you have, your relational strengths. And so you want to look at it from several different angles. If it were me, I would go do a strength assessment, such as the Gallup Strength Finders assessment. I would ask my team, you know, tell me, what are the one or two most valuable things I do to help our team be successful? And then I would, I'd ask my family, you know, what do you think I'm best at? What do I do for our family that's really extraordinary? Ask your closest friends. And then, you know, write out your expertise and then sit and list your experiences. So, for example, your experience at McKinsey tells me a lot about your analytical skills. Way back when, the managing partner of McKinsey's in Manhattan was on the board of the Halftime Institute with me.
And, what was it?
His name was, let me just try to find it now in my head. Gosh, I will remember it. But when he died, I read a quarter of a page obituary in the Financial Times International version. I was in the Hong Kong airport. And it described that his biggest contribution to McKinsey's was to convince them to hire scientists and engineers as opposed to just MBAs. And he himself had a PhD in physics. And so I know something about your background and your expertise just by your pedigree, right? And so you bring that McKinsey thinking with you everywhere you go. And so that's part of your treasure. Now, what you want to be able to do is you need to be able to synthesize it down into a few words. You can't sit down with somebody and say, suppose it's a new team that you're going to contribute to. You're going to help mm-hmm. lead a team. You can't just tell them, 35 minutes about your strengths and expertise. You have to summarize it. So for me, I'm a thought leader. That is my background. That's my strengths. My strengths in the Gallup Strength Finder are strategist, futurist, activator, belief, and focus. The strategist, futurist, and activator are all forward thinking. Now, that makes me a good thought leader, but a really bad manager, a bad operational leader. And so as a result, I stay out of every operational role I can possibly stay out of. But I am good at helping people think through complex things in their life. So that lets me say what I would call a smiling no.
Of the three, time, talent, and treasures, I notice that it's very easy for us to notice and observe time and treasures. It's the talent part which is often nebulous and hard for people to get their head around. Lloyd speaks about tools such as StrengthsFinder to get some insights here. When I'm working with a leader, I find speaking to some of the key people around the leader, friends, spouse, sibling, child, customers, investors, board members, and so on, extremely revealing. One question I often ask is, when does this person come alive? And the answers to that often open fascinating possibilities. One of my earlier guests of the podcast, Professor Dan Cable of London Business School, speaks about an exercise where we assemble together our highlights reel from our life, almost like how we would have a sports highlights package from a game of cricket or tennis. He suggests that we ask the people we've interacted with and piece this together.
And basically what that is, it is memories and stories from family, from friends, from colleagues, from mentors. It's people that have watched you over the years, even over the decades. And then they write a story that is their memory of a time you've done something exceptional. That's the name of the book. That's why that book is called Exceptional. There are times when you've had an extraordinary impact, and here's my memory of you doing that. And I just can't tell you, number one, how powerful and emotional that is to read it from other people as opposed to just self-reflecting. So that's one thing. I think a second thing I'd put out there is just the vast amount of new insights that you can get, because a lot of things that people remember for 15 years, 20 years, and they write down in a lot of detail, you might not even think of as a big deal. You might think, oh, no, that's just easy. That's what anybody would do. And if you have 7, 8, 9 people writing different stories, but around that same theme, but you yourself just don't think that's a big deal, that highlight reel starts to unveil ways of you becoming exceptional. And I call them high leverage moves. It's just a way that you can do a little more in an area and create a much bigger impact, but you wouldn't do it because you kind of downplay it. You think anybody would do it.
If there's one thing I've realized, the second half of life is all about leaning into contexts that make us exceptional and putting ourselves in those kinds of situations rather than plugging our weaknesses in a context that's structurally not suited to maximizing our talents and aptitude. If this is of interest, please look up my conversation with Dan Cable and Tasha Urich, who speaks about the benefit of outside-in perspective. You might also like the playlist Navigational Principles, where several leaders speak about how they move from one orbit to another. Just go to playtopotential.com and check out the curated playlist section. Thank you for listening.